What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Swipe Up. Swipe Up 28, where I'm going to share my favorite post from Instagram. Let's get it started with a mural. There's a mural account that I like to follow. And I love this one just because it has the feel of Photoshop. Like, you don't see, I haven't seen, this is the first where it feels like it was done in Photoshop and then transposed onto a wall. I like it. I like it. I like where it's going. I enjoy where, it's a very interesting time where internet art is becoming, it's like the new, it's the new street art. You know, memes and Photoshops are the new new tagging in the millennial age, I would say. But yeah, this is a cool mural here, Berlin. Next up is from Sensi Magazine out in Denver. This is a church. I've used this background. I don't know if I've used this photo before, but this is the International Church of Cannabis out in Denver, where it's any religious affiliation or non-affiliation, you just go there and you partake. I don't know if you can smoke there. I don't know if you buy it there. I don't know exactly what happens there. But I love the just bright colors, really amazing, just imagery for a church. And I don't know if I'd go in there just because it's a church, but it'd be the one church I go into. But it'd be cool if they smoke inside there. Hopefully, it's not like they don't try to integrate any kind of religious stuff there. There's like, is a preacher gonna go up and say stuff? I don't know. It's weird. Moving on to another one from World Star. There's a few. I've seen a few of these from artist Bao Bao Design, I think is how you might say that name. BOU_BOU_design_. But it's, this kind of performance art in a way where he's doing these giant painting, but he's behind the painting. And the image he's painting it upside down. This has been done a bunch of times. This whole kind of it's a time lapse, so who knows how long it took him. He could have an iPad back there so he's actually just watching himself. But it's interesting. He's done it with different things other than paintbrushes. I saw him use like a shoe, a high heel shoe, to do one. But they're cool. They're cool. It's interesting. I don't know. So next up, Johnny Tran Music. He's runs the Thumbprint Gallery out in San Diego. I've done some pop-up art shows at like Bar Basic out in San Diego way, way back in the day. And he's doing April 30th. He's doing a Quick Strike custom matchbook and match boxes art event. So if anybody wants to sign up, he has email there, thumbprintgallery@gmail.com. I think I might start submitting to different things because they do these little kind of themed art events all the time out in San Diego. Give me an excuse to get out of the desert and back to San Diego. So moving on to some more words of wisdom from the great and powerful Gary Vaynerchuk, this time talking about burnout.
If you make $41,000 a year and you love your life and you don't complain, you've won.
Yeah.
It's about complaining. Because if you're complaining, that means you're upset. So my question to you is, have you decided to dwell for the rest of your life, or are you gonna do something about it? And guess what? Your grandfather couldn't do what you could do. You can literally start a slime account on Instagram and make $687,000 a year. Like, the second I feel burnt out, then I'll stay home that day. Like, it doesn't even cross my, people that talk about burning out don't blindly love what they do. I blindly love what I do.
It's one thing that I've found over the years is, for me, as far as burnout, when it comes to creating art and anything that I get into, it's like the reason why I get into it is because I get lost in it. Time disappears. Whether I'm painting, whether I'm, you know, editing stuff, whether I'm Photoshopping, whether I'm doing any of the creative projects that I enjoy getting my hands into, time disappears. So it's hard to get burnt out when, I mean, as opposed to when I worked a day job at Costco, like time would drag. Burnout happened multiple times within a day. My life, I hated it. It's so depressing to work at a job where there's like every single it seems like every single person from the warehouse manager down to like new hire seasonal people like have zero respect for what you do because it's just the culture of the place you work where it's like you're here even though I'm making thousands upon thousands of dollars daily selling high-end electronics to hundreds and hundreds of people that go through the doors. Like, you know, the people that fold clothes, they're like treated with kid. It's just ridiculous. Burnout. That's burnout. But my art shit, that's not burnout. It's burnout being poor, not bringing in revenue. That's tough. That's the tough part. But like making the shit, that's easy. So moving on to the antithesis, the motivational with a clip from Tiger Belly.
The inspirational guys.
I hate those people. Don't you hate them? Why are you doing this?
I know.
Stop doing it.
I hate like when they can't, they're blind and they can play the piano.
Because
it's like bragging. It is. It's like, listen, you know, there's something that I don't have eyes. Yeah. And yet I can do this 10 times better than you.
Yeah. And they're always grateful. They're like, well, I may not have the gift of vision. But I can play the piano by ear. My hearing's stronger.
Yeah.
Posted by Christina P., one of the funniest comedians out there. Tiger Belly, one of the funniest podcasts out there. Bobby Lee, Christina P., Kalila, get out of here. So just since I figure I post, you know, every episode, based every swipe up, I post Gary V stuff. I try and post positive stuff. I like motivational stuff. But it's also ridiculous. There's a lot of ridiculous motivational shit out there, and I get it. So moving on to one last post, this one from DNVR Colorado. It's a mural by Kevin P. Sloan of a giant bear. There's like it's almost a meme in Denver, this giant bear that's outside of, I forget, like towns. It's like a giant purple bear, I think. So this is a mural of that bear basically made of fine china, straddling a rope that is held between two things, can't really see, very precariously. But the bear seems to be going for honey. Just a really cool mural. That's one thing about Denver that I love, which is supposed to be happening out in the desert here pretty soon, I think, with Palm Springs Mural Fest, is all the murals. There's a lot of just kind of sculptures out here, but not a lot of murals, which that I miss, and hopefully there's some good ones that are going to be coming up here pretty soon in the valley. But that I wanted to finish on that because I always love sharing some good street art. But that's it for this episode. Let's get some shout outs going. Starting off with Tishilovic _ graffiti. Interfield links for these are all up in the description for the episode, by the way. So if I butcher some of these names and you want to find out who they are, just go into the bio for this episode. Interfield, shout out Press, Press Street Art, shout out Sensi Magazine, shout out Elevationist, shout out Nicole Gary, shout out World Star, shout out Bow Bow Design, Bow_Bow_Design_, shout out Johnny Tran Art Music, shout out Gary V, shout out Christina P, shout out Tiger Belly Podcast, shout out Denver, Colorado, DNVR, Colorado, shout out Kevin P. Sloan. That's it for this episode. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder and get a lot of other benefits when you become a member over there. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my original paintings, over 700 original pieces of art for sale. Go buy some. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!